Hello. Thanks for dropping in to this opportunity for a little pause, a brief respite. We're moving close now to a week of daily meditations. These meditations are offered simply as a way for you to become more present and mindful of how you're doing, and a chance to let go of some of the busyness, perhaps some of the anxiety, and some of the fear that may be emerging in your life, as I know it is emerging in mine. Daily meditation offers us a chance to hit the reset button. In many ways, recharge that part of us where hope lives, where our tenacity and resiliency lives, so that we can continue one day at a time. We don't know, in fact, what tomorrow holds. But what we do know is that right here, in this moment, as you listen to the sound of my voice, that things are okay. That while there may be lots of things brewing, what we know is, for absolute certainty, is that we are here, right here. And so I would invite you to take a few moments and allow yourself a chance to recharge, to reset the pause button. Let it just happen naturally. Just a word on meditation. There's nothing fancy in any of this process. There are, generally speaking, not major epiphanies or magic happenings, but a meditation practice over time has shown through research to offer us as human beings amazing resiliency, a lessening of our deepest feelings of fear and trauma, and an opportunity to find value and gratitude through awareness. Awareness. Really, the operative word here is, instead of judging, just be curious. So today's meditation will invite us to just notice, and not have any judgment. Not place some value on whether something is good or bad, but simply that it is. Isn't that interesting? Hello, fear. Hello, anxiety. Settle down. I'm meditating. So let's begin. As always, get comfortable. Take a deep breath or two. Settle yourself in a most comfortable position so that you can be open to these few minutes in this pause, and that you can begin to settle down. And let's take some breaths together. It's really through the breath that we send a signal to both our minds and to our bodies that we are settling down for a few minutes and relaxing. So a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Deep breath in. slow breath out. Deep breath in. And if at any time you find your mind drifting away or moving to out there, just come back to the breath. Simple. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Slowly, intentful, intentional, mindful. Notice already how in just these couple of minutes of breathing, you've begun to slow down. Isn't it curious how just a gentle practice of breath solves so many of our anxious moments? We've always said to ourselves, just breathe. But when we practice it, we find its rewards. Isn't that curious? And it doesn't matter why. What matters is that we practice. What matters is that we don't have to have answers. We can simply be aware. Simply notice. We can simply be curious. Isn't that interesting? So take a brief scan of your body. Just do that from the top of your head, even maybe your hair. Just check in with your body all the way down to the tips of your toes. Don't be in a hurry. Just take your time and check in. Almost like at the speed of ketchup. Drifting out of a bottle or maple syrup, slowly and intentionally, notice your body. Drifting downwards. Now notice your body coming back up from your toes. Just drifting upward. Noticing at the speed of your breath. No wrong way. Just noticing, becoming aware. Maybe you notice some tension somewhere. Maybe there's a pain or a discomfort somewhere. Allow your mind and your awareness to go to that place. Maybe even putting a hand on that place. continue to breathe deeply. And let the energy from within and the energy from without come together, touching that place of discomfort. Isn't that interesting? Maybe it's subsiding. Maybe that tension is letting go, releasing. Maybe you just lay down the thinking. Isn't it curious how resilient the mind and body working together really are? We can hold multiple feelings and thoughts at the same time. When one is out of balance, we can even allow the mind and the body to come together to restore that balance. Almost like a scale. On the one hand, we have comfort, and on the other hand, we have discomfort. And now let your hands balance equally together. Just like that. Isn't that interesting? It's curious, isn't it, that when we don't allow one feeling to overtake another, have a sense of balance. We find a sense of inner strength. All right here. Just in a relaxing moment of calm. A moment of intentional curiosity. Continue breathing. Even cherish this moment. Take mental note of it. Notice how you got here. And just a few minutes ago, you weren't sure if you even wanted to take the time. Continue breathing. Let it all go. Let judgment go. Let fear go. Let trying to control what hasn't happened yet. Be here. Hold on to here, the present. The present is your present, your gift. Isn't it interesting how the gift of calmness through mindfulness has always been here? If only we take the time to notice it, to become aware of it. And what else is interesting is that anytime we need to or want to, we can come right here, come back to this place of mindful curiosity. Take a moment to notice where this resides within you. Mark this spot. Mark this feeling. There you are. Always have been. Always will be. Continue to breathe. Notice that anxiety only comes when we're trying to control the future, which of course is not controllable at all. And that calmness comes with letting go. Offer yourself a blessing. Perhaps put your hands together at your heart center in a prayerful position. Perhaps bowing the head and going from the heart, touching your hands to your forehead, reminding you to honor and bless your mind and your body on this day. One final breath. With love and curiosity, until we meet again.